This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. The wheels on the bus go round and round, and soon Oshkosh could have a new bus transit center. The City Plan Commission reviews the construction design tonight. It includes offices and restrooms for riders. It's going to be built at the current location on Pearl Avenue. COVID-19 numbers up again with 86 people hospitalized throughout the Fox Valley. 18 of those are currently in the ICU. Hospital officials warn that they only have 5 ICU beds available throughout the Fox Valley. Meanwhile, as expected, Governor Tony Evers is extending his offer of $100 in gift cards for anyone who gets the jab. So far, about 100,000 people have taken up the governor on the offer. It still leaves better than 2 million people who are currently unvaccinated across the state. As we all know, COVID-19 has been good for some area businesses. In fact, Culver's on Washburn has asked the city to allow them to build a second drive-through lane to handle all the extra business they're currently getting. Page 2, the Oshkosh School Board sits down tomorrow night. They'll review their upcoming budget. Now, even though the number of kids attending school here in Oshkosh is stagnant, the budget is up again, up by about $10 million to $159 million. There'll be a budget public hearing scheduled for tomorrow at about 5 o'clock. You can join that via Zoom. There is a collection effort underway this weekend to help out the Afghan refugees who are coming into Wisconsin. Organizers will take things like personal hygiene items, diapers, and small comfort toys for kids. They'll be at the U-Haul parking lot on Keller Road on Saturday as well as Sunday. And finally, Oshkosh's Ty Halliburton of the NBA Sacramento Kings could be traded away. NBA trade rumors have him going to Philadelphia in a package in exchange for Philadelphia's Ben Simmons. Now, sources I talked to in Sacramento say that he's a Kings fan favorite, and they'd be surprised if the deal actually goes through. We'll have to wait and see. We'll be back again on Thursday. We'll talk more about the 20th anniversary of 9/11. I'm Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce.